BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, inspired by an EastEnders actress from the 80s, Chris makes up some new versions of the themes from Britain's favourite soap operas, because Grimmy's soap bombing all week on his show. So he's in as well, doing a real or no real soap special. And we kind of decide on a date for the Christmas transfer deadline window, where you're not allowed to dump anybody. We decide and then immediately backtrack.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
I had an incredible evening. What did you do with your night?
Well, I went to the pub, watched some football, went to see my friends.
Mm.
My real friends, not the royal friends that maybe some of us have.
Not my friend. But I did meet the Duke of Cambridge for the first time last night. How exciting is that? I nearly cried.
Did you?
Yeah, I felt a weird kind of welling up of emotion. I don't know why.
What did you say?
Well, it was a charity event for Centrepoint last night. And, I mean, there's a picture going around on the internet. It's not the most flattering picture. I look like a fat seal. And I'm clearly over laughing and clapping my hands at absolutely everything that William was saying.
Mm. Was he actually that funny, or is it...
I mean, he's quite funny, but he's not as funny as I'm making out in that picture.
Right.
And what was a bit
the
like
joke?
This.
Do you remember?
No, I don't. It was a bit like this. Hello, Scott. You're hilarious. Like, it's the ultimate in over-laughing.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything he said. I think he was like, I might do a duet with Tiny Temper later. You're so funny.
But was he joking? I mean, you probably... Did you ruin that then?
No, I don't know.
By laughing at him?
I was clearly over-laughing, as you'll see in the picture. And then he said to me, it's nice to finally put a voice to the noise. What do you mean the noise?
It's nice to put a voice to the noise.
A face to the noise.
Right.
Nice to put a face to the noise.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Normally it'd be face to the voice, but it's face to the noise. I don't know.
I mean, when you say noise, it suggests
suggests that he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, how cool was that?
So cool.
Also, I was with Sarah Cox, and she's met him like two or three times before. So it all happened in a big rush. They were like, Prince William's coming in now. The Duke of Cambridge is coming now. Now. And I was like, oh, God, what do I say? What do I say? She's like, it'll be all right. He's really nice.
Did you bow?
Well, that's the thing. I was going to Sarah. What do I do? Do I bow, curtsy? What do I do? And how do I address him? Is it your highness? She's like, no, none of that. Then he comes up and she's like, hey, love. No, you can't call him love.
No.
You know, like Sarah Cox just speaks.
Yeah. Hey,
like, real. Hey, babe. No, it wasn't that. But it was very friendly. And I was like, oof, you two know each other, don't you?
But they do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. She's basically royalty. But what a cool evening.
What an exciting
night. It all went
by
in a flash, but it's so exciting.
And what a great photo for your mum, who I'm sure is very proud.
She's already been on, going, oh, Scott, can you send that? Email it to me. I want to keep it. It's on the internet. You can find it everywhere.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I missed Prince William singing with Taylor Swift and John Bon Jovi.
It's incredible.
That happened.
Have you seen the video?
Ultimate karaoke. I like that he kind of straightens his tie when he gets ready to sing. I don't know if you've seen this video. This is from last night at this charity event. I think Swifty had been on the wines. I can't confirm that. Anyway, it goes on like that. I can't believe I missed that.
Why did you miss it?
I left during James Blunt.
Is that why you left?
Well, it's an error now, isn't it? You had to sit through three James Blunt songs. If I'd sat through those, I would have got to that.
But you couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. I don't know her name. Can I just say props to the girl last night that managed to be brave enough to get a selfie with actual Prince William.
And he did it.
And he did it. And then he went, suppose that'll be going on Twitter and Facebook any second. And she was like, yep. Like, just brave about it. Do you know what I mean? No one else dared ask. And she was straight in. Camera around the other way and take. Mm. Didn't have time to do anything about it. Awesome. Good news, though, something I haven't told you. I did manage to ask him in the probably 30-second conversation that I had with... Can I call him Prince William still? Is he still Prince William? Duke of Cambridge is... I just don't... I prefer Prince William. That's what you know him as, isn't it?
DOC.
I did ask him a very important question.
Do you want me to guess? Did you invite him on bingo?
Yes, I did.
No way.
Yes, I did. And he's up for it.
Really?
Yeah. 2 weeks Thursday. 1:45.
Right. I can't tell if you're lying here. This is a weird one.
Definitely. He loves it. It's his favourite thing.
Prince William.
2 weeks Thursday.
2 weeks on Thursday.
Innuendo Bingo.
Is playing Innuendo Bingo.
With you. Our future king.
That's a lie.
It's not.
It is a lie.
It's not a lie, though.
What? So what? I'm trying to... Is this a lookalike? What's going on?
No, he's coming in.
To play Innuendo Bingo.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks Thursday.
Right.
So put it in your diary now.
Okay.
Okay. William on Bingo. Just write that down.
Right.
It's a good job he's not got Twitter, isn't it? Because otherwise, I would have invited him already. Like I did when I had a few wines and invited the former Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard.
Are we really believing this? So,
do you not believe me?
No, I don't. I don't.
Why?
I don't believe you. And I don't know what... it's like I'm missing something massively
here. Believe what you want to believe.
Right.
Okay.
2 weeks Thursday.
2 weeks Thursday, write it down. Dan Carroll at home on BBC Radio 1. You put it in your diary.
This
2 weeks
huge.
Thursday.
I still don't know if you're lying.
Of course I'm lying. It's the future king.
But why have you said...
Prince William is not going to come and play Innuendo Bingo in a million years.
Well, don't lie about it. That's treason. I think you've committed high treason.
No, I haven't.
Off with his head.
Is that high treason?
I don't know.
Oh.
Anyway, why'd you lie about it?
Sorry, wanted to see if you believe it, that I could actually get him to, you spitting water over him. It's not, no. Not happening. If you did put it in your diary, take it out. It won't happen.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So Grimmy is starring in loads of soaps this week. Did you hear Irene from Home and Away this morning? That was a moment. On Scott from Australia. So he's making mostly 2 second appearances in loads of soaps. Just doing a bit of soap bombing. I think my favourite is still EastEnders. That was a good one in the Vic. Really good. He was in The Rovers in Coronation Street. Also good. And today he revealed his little bit in Home and Away. His cameo in Home and Away. He's got another one tomorrow morning. The Home and Away pictures are really good. Tomorrow, Kane Dingle, real name, Jeff Hordley, is in from Emmerdale. Because he's made an appearance in that as well. Now, this has got me thinking about something. And this is a thing that we did a while ago on the show. Do you remember?
Yeah, it's basically the last few days we've become obsessed with it. I think yesterday we went to sing really loud the Coronation Street theme.
Yeah, with limited success.
With very limited success. I found myself singing these other themes and then it reminded me of a time long ago where you played, and I remember hearing it, the EastEnders theme tune, but the one with words.
Yes. Now, we all know that the EastEnders theme tune doesn't have any lyrics. And if you don't know about this, which you probably don't, this mad thing happened in the 80s where, I think it was 1986, we've got that written down there, someone who was in EastEnders as an actress at the time released a version of the EastEnders theme tune with words.
Yeah.
And even more bizarre, it got to number 4 in the charts.
But do you remember, like, a couple of days ago when we suddenly remembered that, ever since we've been
singing
on, replaying
yeah.
it?
We've been listening to it a lot in the office. This actually happened.
Amazing.
Why would you put lyrics to this? Also, she's clearly making them up as she goes along. Not any sense.
I love it.
On.
What a tune.
Number 4 in the charts. What? That's the
easy How did that happen?
I don't know.
How does that happen?
So this is what we've mostly been singing in the office this week. But you know that girl that sings in the office all the time? Same.
Yeah.
Sounds the same as her.
Yeah,
everyone's
right.
got one. Everyone's got someone that sings loudly in the office. We have.
The one.
Okay. this bit really sounds like her. How do you keep What's this bit? The music from What is this?
Oh, my favourite bit is
coming up.
Can we carry on?
Okay, so they incorporate the drums.
Here it comes.
Listen to this. Whoa. Yes, to the sax solo. Oh, now guitar.
Oh, what a tune.
Isn't it good? Now, this has inspired me, Chris. We're going to do something in a minute.
Right.
Which involves you...
Anita Maybe. Dobson.
Well, you're going to be my Anita Dobson for the purposes of this. This is reminding me also of something we did years ago on the show with Laura, who used to work on the show, and her one of her teachers made up a hymn, like a Christmas carol to the EastEnders theme tune, which began, Christ was born in Bethlehem.
I vaguely remember this.
Thank you, Mrs. Barton. You were probably listening to me at school or something then, weren't you?
Yeah.
So, inspired by Anita Dobson off of EastEnders in the 80s, and her...
Yes!
Get playlisting. Get this on your BBC playlist, kids. Oh, again. It's just the drums. I love it. But it breaks into that bit. So, get playlisting. Inspired by Anita Dobson, making up words for the EastEnders theme tune as she goes along. Let's play Carry On Singing. Are you ready for this, Chris?
Kind of. I'm trying not to overthink it.
Let's try and do what Anita Dobson did in the 80s. She got to number four just by carrying on singing. Like, there were no words to the EastEnders theme tune, so Anita just made some up.
Do you know what it's like? It's like she's gone out, had a couple of drinks, and on the way home has started singing along to the theme tune, and somehow it's gone from that to the charts.
Top 10 hit. We brought our mate Dave here. Hi, Dave.
Hiya.
He can with a piano. So it's soap themes that don't have any words at the moment, and we're just going to make some up.
But I'm going to go about it the Dobson way, the way I believe she created that song, and that's just not think about it and just sing along to the theme.
Okay. Is it
whatever
rhyme?
Comes into my head.
It's going to rhyme?
Don't know, yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Right, well, good luck, everyone. So what should we have first? Maybe a bit of Emmerdale?
Yes, yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. Right. So the Emmerdale theme tune's never had any lyrics until now.
So let me think. Dingles, Farm, what else is on that show? I don't watch it.
Sheep.
Sheeps. Okay, cool, I'm ready.
All right, Dave, you ready?
Yep, good.
Fabulous, okay.
Piano's right. On.
So in your own time, here is Emmerdale, the theme tune... as you've never heard it before, on Radio 1.
I'm on a farm, I'm here herding some sheep. I love my sheep, my love for them goes quite...
No.
Right,
you need to think about this a bit more before you actually do it on the radio.
Right. It's really hard to just think on the spot like that.
Okay, let's retake Emmerdale, but remember you are on the actual radio.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It's just hard because when you start going down one avenue, it's very hard to reverse.
Okay, maybe leave the sheep then and let's try again.
All right.
Okay, good luck. And we're live on the radio.
I'm on a farm. I'd rather be on a beach. Surrounded by pigs. Out there on Pig Beach. I love my pigs. I love Pig Beach. Pig Beach, Pig Beach, Pig Beach, Pig.
Right, okay, so why would the Emmerdale theme tune be about Pig Beach?
It's just the way I went. I Dobsonized it, and that's what happened.
If they ever make a theme tune to Pig Beach, if there's a reality show about it, then we're fine.
Or indeed a soap.
About Pig Beach.
About Pig Beach.
Only we've nicked the Emmerdale theme tune. I don't think they'll be happy. Okay, can we move on from Emmerdale? Because I'm not feeling that's working so well.
Do you think the problem is it's the soap theme rather than the lyrics? Should we change soaps?
Yeah, okay. What should we do now?
We need another one without Corrie.
Yeah, that's got no words, has it? Well, we made some up yesterday, which were Coronation Street. But yeah, have a go. So first thing that comes into your head, remember, keep it clean.
Okay.
Okay.
Coronation Street.
In time would be good.
The greatest of all the sweets.
What?
The red one and the purple one. Wah, wah, wah.
Did you mean Quality Street?
Yes.
All right.
That's what I meant.
It's not Coronation Street, then.
No, like, but why is it the first thing that came into my head when you said Coronation Street was sweet?
I don't know, because it's not.
That's kind
not.
Of Coronation Sweets.
I do quite like it, though, the sweet theme. It's very Christmassy. So do you want to continue this theme?
You want another crack at the Corrie theme?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, it's not rude or anything, is it?
No, I mean, it's better than the sheep one, so...
Give me a toffee finger. I want the purple one. No one likes a coffee cream.
I do.
Wah, 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 wah.
Is that it?
It's harder than it seems. I get why Anita struggled.
And did she struggle? Okay, let's do one more. What about Hollyoaks?
I was thinking about this. I don't think this is really going to work because it's fast. It's really fast.
Make it up. It's worked so far.
I think the way I want to go about this, Mills, is similar to... Do you remember when I did the Skyfall theme tune?
Yeah. How did you do that?
I did the rhyming dictionary, if you just can...
Oh, yeah, get that up then.
And maybe just go from there.
Yeah. You're typing in Hollyoaks?
Yes, but I'm also just going to get up things that sound like... Okay.
Easy. Why have they done this before? I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Hollyoaks, full fat coat. Hang on, I know what to do. I need to start. Hollyoaks, full fat coat, lots of boats, egg yolks, breaststroke, angry boats, coke floats, Facebook posts, porridge oats, screaming goats, artichokes, Hollyoaks.
Did you mention Facebook pokes?
I did. I went through them quite quickly.
Beautiful. I still think it's missing something. We're lacking the female voice element, I think.
I don't think the problem is the words at all, or the lyrics. I think the problem is neither of us are Anita Dobson.
Yeah, that's true.
What I mean?
I've got an idea, though, about this.
Yeah?
There's someone that I've got in mind. Give me a second. So just before this, I said I had an idea to make the theme tunes work, I think, better. So please welcome one of our bosses here at Radio 1, Anna. Hello.
Hello.
Scott. Ah, you're actually on the air.
I don't like this.
Scott, this is a really weird situation, and I'm not sure why you've quite brought her in.
I brought Anna in because we all know that she likes to sing a lot in the Radio 1 office. Mostly to this. And we'll never be royal. Go on. You do, though, a lot.
I do enjoy... I don't realise I'm doing it, so I do apologise. We'll never be royal. Just that bit.
Every day. See, in every office, there's someone that loves to sing, and in our office, it's you, Anna. I also like that you sing along to some of the music that the DJs talk over. This is your favourite. BBC. Radio
1. Do I sing this as
you
well?
Sing
I
have.
I didn't even realise.
You have. I have heard you before go like...
It's not even a song.
It's just in me, isn't it?
Yeah. You've got the music in you, yeah? So I think we need, like Anita Dobson, a female voice for one of the theme tunes. I think for Coronation Street.
Scott, are you comparing one of our bosses here to Anita Dobson?
Not in any way.
Well, if you were, I would be flattered, can I just say.
I know. No, it's just Anna's the one that sings in our office. So
true.
Could you give it a go for us, do you think?
Yeah, okay. Why not? Yeah. Yeah.
It worked for Anita. She got to number 4 in the charts.
Wicked.
That wasn't the 80s.
Do you think the other thing as well is Anita Dobson sings some really melty lyrics?
Yeah.
Does it need to, rather than the lyrics I did, does it not need to be a lot more melty?
Yeah, really melty.
So what can we use for that?
What about, like, some boy band lyrics?
Yes.
They're always really melty.
What are you thinking, Backstreet Boys?
Yes. Or, what about, like, a Christmas one, because it's nearly Christmas? E17.
Yes. Yes, Stay good idea.
Yes?
Perfect.
Okay. So we need a female vocal singing Stay Another Day by E17.
Well, ideally, what we need is Anita Dobson singing melty lyrics. We've got the next best thing.
We got Anna from The Office, one of our bosses, singing the lyrics to Stay Another Day by E17 to the theme of Coronation Street.
Baby, if you've got to go away, don't think I could take the pain.
That was good, isn't it?
Like
see, it works with the female vocal, doesn't it?
I think the whole thing changes when you've got a sort of Anita Dobson-style character.
Our very own Anita Dobson. Exactly the same. Yeah, that's not hard. Thanks, Anita. I mean, thanks, Anna.
No worries.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people were requesting to hear again our boss Anna singing the Coronation Street theme tune Stay Another Day.
I don't, and it's nothing against her, but it just, for me personally, I don't want to hear it again because it's, I don't know why she does the voice that she does in it, but now it's starting to gross me out a little bit.
Okay.
Which probably means you are going to play it anyway.
Some people are saying it sounds a bit like Kamalia. Do you remember off of Meet the Russians?
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
You. Remember Kamalia?
Yeah, I love
Except
it.
Into the 99p shop.
I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Okay, maybe... Okay, like, brace yourselves, okay?
Do
maybe
it.
Hold on to the...
Yeah, that's what
Hold
I'll
on
do.
To the arm of that chair.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, right. If we all hold on to something.
Right.
And we'll do it one more. Okay. Oh, God.
Baby, if you've got to go away.
It's your boss.
No, I didn't mean it like that. It's the weird voice.
I could take the pain.
What was that noise you made?
It was just, it's just when she starts.
You actually went.
No, I didn't.
You did. That wasn't me, Anna.
Stay
You're listening.
Another day.
Wah, 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 wah.
It's Chris, not worked here that long, so, you know.
That wasn't
probably
me.
Probably quite disposable.
That wasn't me, be honest.
I did not go, bleh. You did.
You did.
Don't blame it on me. Right, okay, there's cameras in here and I'll get them checked.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, so one of my friends, I'm not going to say her name, for the last 2 months has been very unavailable. And obviously, it's one of my group of friends, and we're all trying to arrange like drinks at Christmas and stuff. She's like, no, I can't make that. I'm seeing my boyfriend. And she's always seeing her boyfriend.
Keeps spinning you off.
Yeah, because she's seeing her boyfriend.
Between the two of you, you must never see each other.
What do you mean? What are you saying about me?
Well, you are prone to the odd cancellation.
I've got better than I used to be.
Do you know what I've learnt with you? If we're ever going to go for a drink, never arrange it. So the key is to get you there and then.
I'm all about the spontaneity, Chris. You know that.
No two days are the same
in my life.
Right, next week, we're definitely going to do next Wednesday. Someone else will then say, Scott, you free Wednesday? And you'll say yes, because you never say no to anything.
Well, that's
and
the problem, isn't it?
But that's the thing. You need to grab you there and then.
Yeah, it's, you know, spur of the moment, isn't it?
But between you obviously don't see each other, you know,
enough. I've seen her for ages because she's seeing her boyfriend. Now, here's the thing. None of our group of friends have ever met this guy. And we all came to the conclusion last night that she's made him up.
Really?
I don't think he exists.
So what do you think she's doing with her time?
I think what she's done is, because it's Christmas coming up, she's invented a boyfriend. And I would like to know if anyone else has done this. Because I reckon they probably have.
Why would you do that around Christmas?
I think it just, at this time of year, I think it looks better if you're with somebody.
Why?
Because you've got someone to, you know.
No, it doesn't.
It's winter, do you know what I mean? It's someone to have a little cuddle with, stay in on the cold, dark nights. I just think it looks better, but I don't think she's got a boyfriend. I've got to be honest.
But she's cancelling you for nights out with this.
Yeah, but that's because she wants it to look like she's got a boyfriend.
So she's
actually just sat at home on her own drinking wine.
I'd like to know not only if there's people that do genuinely make these things up, but also, like, why? I still can't work out why you would do that, why that would be a good thing.
And what extremes have you actually gone to make people believe that you do actually have a partner? I bet loads of people have done it.
I'm fascinated to know why you think around Christmas time.
I don't know, I just think, I mean... I want to know, has anyone else actually invented a boyfriend or girlfriend just because it's Christmas? Right, the answer's coming in thick and fast, and it seems to be the same one. It's just people that don't want to go out with their friends, and that's why they've invented a boyfriend or girlfriend.
So it's more to do with you, the fact they don't want to see you?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Maybe she just doesn't like us anymore.
Mm.
Oh, here's my boyfriend. I mean, she might have one, but I'm doubting it very much. Like, there's just no details. It's just like, the boyfriend.
Have you asked much?
To be fair, no. But it just feels to me like she's actually making him up. And loads of people have done it as well.
I can't get over this, Scott, this making up a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
So many.
I've just been made aware of an app that I haven't really looked into it much, but it will give you an invisible girlfriend.
What?
So technically will give you proof and stuff like that. It will send you messages to your phone.
Yes.
So you could say to someone, look, I have got a girlfriend. Look, there's this.
And so they even text you the messages from the fake girlfriend?
I don't quite know the details, but it sounds incredible.
Wow. See? You know, everything just feel lonely again. Hi, Max.
Hi.
Hi. What's your story?
Well, once I wanted to get with a girl, she didn't really want to know, to be honest, until I made up another girlfriend, which made her jealous.
Okay, turn your radio off because it makes a weird noise. So you made up another girlfriend to make your current girlfriend jealous?
Yeah, kind of.
What, to kind of like encourage her to therefore try ask you out, that kind of thing?
Well, basically, yeah, just how great it was. Like, she's the best girl ever. Made her a bit jealous, telling her I was going out, how much of a good day I'd had.
This is mad.
And what a great boyfriend you are, and you treat her so well and stuff like that. And then did you supposedly split up?
Split up. She wanted to console me.
Oh, no. This is unbelievable. Thanks, Max.
No worries. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Aaron's been on. Totally into making up a girlfriend for Christmas. He's done it a few times. Pretended to receive phone calls from the girlfriend in front of his mate. Even went to the heights of buying a present for himself for Christmas from her.
Come on.
There's so many. I quite like the idea of, like, someone was saying, like, a boyfriend or girlfriend just for the winter period. So it starts, like, 20th of November and ends, like, covers Valentine's Day. And when the weather starts to get a bit warmer, like what is Valentine's Day, February 14th, just after that, the contract ends.
Do we need to discuss the transfer deadline day situation around Christmas and also how it works with things like the app that we talk about a lot, you know, that dating app?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to talk about this. Right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
We need to talk about the transfer window, i.e. the time where you cannot dump somebody because it's Christmas.
It'd be well harsh.
It will be really harsh. We do this every year on the show, and the times of it tend to change every year.
We must be coming up to
I think it's nearly time.
To transfer.
I think the deadline is almost here, and you cannot get rid of that person. So if you're going to do it, you need to do it really soon. I'm saying in the next week. If you're thinking about, you know, binning someone off, it needs to be soon.
Do you want to... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Do you want to...
You've got to do it now, otherwise it's well harsh in like a week's time. I'm going to set a date right now.
Exactly.
Wait there.
Have a little think about the date.
Okay. Hang on. Just getting my diary up on my phone.
Oh, God. When's good for you, Mills?
I'm saying... Okay, I'm saying... Write this down, please, because I'll forget.
Go on, then.
I'm saying... December the 6th? Is that too late?
I think we need to be open to suggestion with this because I would say, you know, it's a little bit late, really. Okay. But I don't know.
That's the time. You cannot get rid of them. You've got to buy a present. You've got to do the whole thing.
After that,
And then when does it reopen again?
Well, it'll be well after. It'll be January or something.
I'm saying...
After New Year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm saying 17th of January. Okay?
Okay.
So you've only got... Well, you've got a week to... do the right thing if you think that's
and put it in the diary.
If you think
anyway.
That's the right thing to do, put it in your phone because after the 6, it's not allowed
so
to
what
happen.
You say anyone in a relationship should put in the, you know, the 6th of December in their phone or the diary, they should put the deadline
if they're not sure about it. Absolutely
right.
6 and then reopening on the 17th. Write that down because I'll forget it. Have you got that written down?
6.
Put that in the show diary. Is there a show diary anymore?
Don't know.
There is.
It's on.
Okay, good. Breaking news, we need to move the transfer deadline Christmas dumping window because I'm actually away on the 6th. Lots of me taking loads of Fridays off. So
what we say?
It's going to be, I've decided it's going to be the 4th. December the 4th.
Right.
So it's a random Wednesday.
Change your phone.
But that to change that now in your phone if you've wrote it down. Obviously, don't put it on your wall calendar because it's going to be a bit weird if your partner sees dumping deadline on the window of the 4th, just written down.
This year as well, let's really go... Because we always talk about it. We never treat it like a proper transfer deadline day.
Transfer deadline day on the TV is ridiculous now.
It's so good.
It is good. I get a bit into it. But I think we should go big on it.
Helicopters, everything.
Yeah, people in every part of the UK telling us when they did the dumping and how.
Yeah. Everyone put it in the diary. Let's have a big one.
Yeah. Also, you can't dump somebody, I've decided, when their Christmas decorations are still up in their house. It's too cruel.
Is that just a rule? You go there to dump and just,
No, she's still got a tree up.
No, there's tinsel. We'll do this next week.
No, sorry. I'll do it next week. So when do the Christmas decorations come down? The 10th. Okay, so I'm saying the 11th now. So we've moved it completely. It's the 4th of December to the 11th of January. That's your new deadline window. Do not dump anybody within those times. Otherwise, you're cruel and heartless.
Scott Mills Daily.
Storm Queen on Radio 1. Someone wants to know, am I safe from dumping if I never take my Christmas decorations down? I suppose you are, really, yeah. But it's going to look a bit weird in the summer.
I like
In August.
I like Johnny's text from Liverpool. Have you seen this one?
Go on.
I'm genuinely considering getting back with my ex now just to make a big money deadline day dumping.
Well, yeah.
However harsh it sounds, it is quite funny.
Pretty harsh. And back to that woman, it's going to be a bit weird when she's still got a tinsel up in August, like on the hottest day of the year. Why have you still got your tree up? I'm just really insecure in my relationship. Because my dreams are bursting at the seams. Owl City. And that's Fireflies on BBC Radio 1. Remember we had him in once? Were you here then?
Yeah, yeah.
And I compared his voice to the Muppets. He wasn't keen.
It was just very awkward in general, wasn't it?
Really awkward.
Nothing to say.
Nothing to say. Grimmy's going to be here in a minute. Nice to hear you on Call or Delete earlier this morning.
I thought we'd get away with not talking about it. And you know what? With these things, I always think to myself, I don't know, I was tired or something. I just didn't clock what was going on. And
so Grimmy gave Chris a little call.
Well, I was just calling because remember when you had Matt Richardson on?
Yeah.
Did you get on with him well?
Yeah, I love him. Great bloke.
Yeah? So it's quite a funny one because, I don't know, we've got like a relationship, me and Matt Richardson. We're like, we're good friends and we hang out every now
lovers.
And then. So, no, we're not lovers. But I heard that you and him were.
Yeah, what, lovers or friends?
Lovers.
We weren't lovers. Where are we going with this?
Well, I just wanted to... I don't know. I kind of want to do the same thing with him, so...
What are you talking about?
This is brilliant. You just didn't get it.
When's the last time you spoke to Matt?
It's none of your business. I've got to go. Just back off. Leave him alone, you harlot.
He called you a harlot.
Such random call.
This is brilliant. That? I loved that today.
No, we're not lovers. But I heard that you and him were.
Yeah.
Now, we've taken that clip out of context slightly.
You
but,
have, yeah. Because I was just having a laugh.
No, we're not lovers. But I heard that you and him were.
Yeah.
Right.
Matt Richardson texted me after that going, does this happen a lot on Radio 1? I was like, yeah, all the time. You just get used to being called, generally. At any time. Probably going to be on air. Grimmy's here next playing Real or No Real. Ellie Goulding, Figure Eight. Nick Grimshaw, hi.
Good morning. Good afternoon, sorry.
Hello.
I'm used to saying good morning. When I see the mic, I say good morning. Good afternoon. Hello.
It's the trouble of being a breakfast DJ.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. You okay?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very good. I loved your picture with Prince William.
Oh, I look like a fat seal.
No, you...
And he means the animal as well.
Not the singer. Not off of Kiss from a Rose.
No. It's still quite...
Oh!
It's quite trim seal still. I like your career laugh. You're like, ma!
I know.
You say,
and it also didn't even say anything funny. He was like, I think he said something like, I might do a duet, go on stage with Tiny Temper later. And I went, ha! Not even funny. But obviously, the feature king, you've got to career laugh,
yes,
haven't you?
I was there last night.
Oh, I didn't see you.
I didn't see you or Sarah Cox, but I was saying this morning, the lights was... Have you talked about this? Do people know what we're talking about?
Centrepoint charity thing last night. Prince William was there. Taylor Swift, John Bon Jovi, karaoke.
Sarah Cox, Scott Mills, me.
And
they had like blue lights. So the blue lights made everyone look like Miley Cyrus when she's bleached her eyebrows.
Yes.
So it looks a bit like them, but also not really like them.
It was really weird.
So Sarah, I knew, was there. I don't know, I just didn't phone her. But three people I went up to and went, oh no, you're not Sarah, no.
Did you?
Yeah, three. I was with my friend Colette, and she said to one woman, oh, you're not Sarah Cox, are you? And she said, no. So we spent the night looking for Sarah. And you.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see you. I didn't even know you were there.
Such a shame.
No, we could have said hi.
I didn't even meet Prince William.
How did you not
now,
do
how
that?
How did you avoid that?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
why
how
did he
Scott...
try and avoid to meet him?
No, but Scott has ended up meeting him and you haven't.
I don't know. I left at 9.
I think I was the right place, right time.
Yeah.
I left during James Blunt.
Ooh, I didn't even know he was there.
He was on.
Were we in separate tents?
I think we were maybe be in a different event.
Was I with the poorer people?
I think
I might have been.
No, I was in the tent also. The poorer people. Oh,
I was with the poorer people. Right. He was with the
Should
royals
we crack
and
on with this game anyway.
I wasn't. Yes, let's play real or no real. So, it's all about soaps today because you're soap bombing. I know you do. You've been in enough. What about this?
The baby Lexi from EastEnders is played by twins who alternate working days so they don't get too tired.
Oh, that's interesting. That's true.
Mm. I've heard that rumour before about working babies, that they do have multiple working babies because babies get tired.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know...
Why are they so tired? They don't do anything.
No, for me.
Lay around all day.
I know, it's like, yeah. God, oh, my get a job.
Also, have you noticed people say, like, oh, like Fern keeps saying, oh, God, like, you have to keep waking up because the baby's up at 5. What time do you put it to bed? About 6 p.m. Why don't you put it to bed when you go to bed and then it'll wake up when you wake up?
I don't think this is all as simple as you're making out.
Also, we'd be brilliant parents, wouldn't we?
I think put the baby to bed at 10. Then yeah. It'll wake up at 8. Normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
At least after EastEnders.
Yeah, the babies love EastEnders.
I think I've heard this fact before, so I'm going to say real.
Do you remember when I, ages ago on the show, I had to look after one of those fake babies and I put it on my
yes.
on my car roof yeah. And it fell off because I drove off and forgot it was on the roof.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, obviously, it wasn't a real baby. It was a,
flower baby?
No, it's one that they give to, like, to teenage girls to persuade busy. Them not to get pregnant. Yeah, it fell off the roof and then its neck came off. No, the head came off.
Oh, my
and
word.
And it just cried for ages. Obviously, not a real baby.
Real
not
or no real, Grim?
Real or no real?
Real. I'm saying that's real.
A real.
That one is real.
Yeah, yes, it real. Is. Okay, so 10 points each and moving on.
Budget cuts to the BBC have meant that EastEnders wardrobe staff have had to start visiting charity shops to source outfits for Doc Cotton.
Mm. Mm. I imagine that's the only place they ever went for outfits for Doc Cotton.
Mm.
Not like they went to, like, somewhere fancy, is it?
No. Mm. Well, no.
Because they're trying to dress her like a mad old lady. And mad old ladies... And Gemma Kearney love charity shops.
Gemma told us today that she was wearing this fluffy thing. Mm. And
mohair.
Yeah, mohair.
Yeah, a mohair. Mm-hmm. And she
a
cut,
mohair?
She cut off the sleeves. Mm. Just that's the kind of thing
she made them
fashionistas
into trousers.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she is such a fashionista.
Mm.
Like,
she's,
isn't like, she'll wear those trousers at Bestival
always,
next year.
Yeah, she will. There's always some scissors in her handbag in case she fancies
but who does like, that? Who genuinely is at home cutting off their sleeves?
Like, Gemma Kearney.
That's crazy. I never buy anything and go, right, I'm just going to cut the sleeves off.
Yeah,
put
fashion.
A hole in it.
She's just customising.
Fashion.
I bet Gemma Kearney is studying a leather jacket as we speak.
Probably
right
now in her East London apartment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, real or no real, Doc Cotton charity shop clothes.
Real, they definitely go to charity shops for Doc Cotton. No offence, Doc Cotton, but they do.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Mm, budget cuts, isn't it? Doing well on this, Grimmy.
Killing this.
And next.
20 gallons of beer and lager is delivered to the Emmerdale set every week so that the cast can drink the real thing during scenes in the wall pack.
Always wondered this, and mm-hmm. you might be able to give me an answer, given your thing in the Rovers and stuff like that. Are they drinking?
Well, I thought that it was always fake. I always thought they would use just, like, water and they'll, like, diet
because you'd be wasted if you had loads of scenes.
But Beverly Callard, who I like to think is a friend of yours...
She is the kind of person...
What are you on about?
Do you mean because of the wines and stuff?
Yeah, like
being
the
friends
wines.
With Beverly Callard?
So yeah, good. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. It's very on brand.
Hello.
I love her.
I know, I love her.
I love her.
I love... Also, same, Denise Welsh.
Yes,
same.
I've just been I've been at a 2-hour lunch and all we talked about was what we think Denise Welsh's house is going to look like inside. We think nice.
I think nice. Mm. I think a lot of cream and probably, I'm saying cream leather sofas.
Yeah, but also, you know those furry cushions? You know, people have those furry cushions.
Yes, definitely that.
I reckon she has them.
With her and a new younger husband.
And I reckon she lets, when her kids have like a night out, I reckon she lets all the kids' mates stay over.
Yeah.
And she's like a cool mum in the morning.
Definitely, yeah. And probably, yeah, gets involved at the party.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Doesn't drink anymore, though.
Does she not?
Just the soft drinks for Denise.
That's a shame.
I know. I had a great night with her once. Anyway, so...
once. It spun from 1997
but also,
to 2001.
But also, why do you think I know Beverly Callard?
I don't know. I just thought that was quite...
Yeah, it's very...
You're quite Liz MacDonald.
Quite yeah.
Yeah, I love
Jane MacDonald also.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Okay, beers in the pub. What were you saying?
Yeah. Well, she told me that when they had Guinness in the Rovers, it was real Guinness because you can't recreate Guinness. And then when I had a pint in the Rovers yesterday when I did my cameo, it was Shandy. So it was half real beer.
Oh.
So I'm saying they might have real beer in Emmerdale. Yes, I'm saying that's real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes,
it's true.
So everyone's wasted on Emmerdale.
That's yeah, all the time.
Fact.
Just gets you through the filming, doesn't it?
Kane Dingle's on the show. The pain. I love Kane Dingle. I'm obsessed with him.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is he on tomorrow?
Yeah, he's on tomorrow.
And your Emmerdale cameo is revealed tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it might be the best one yet, because the rest are a bit...
Oh, I like them. Yeah. Emmerdale is the only soap with real beer on tap. Coronation Street does have some beer, but it's very watered down.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Don't I just know it?
Yeah. And finally...
In Emmerdale in 2007, the actor who played Penny Drury was suddenly unavailable and had to be replaced with a new actor. On screen, Penny explained the change by saying she'd just come back from having her eyebrows threaded.
I always find this...
No, that's not true.
It's like Lauren Branning and people like where they've just changed and no one's meant to notice any... It's like you're clearly a different person.
Tracy Barlow.
Yes, different yeah. person. She went to listen to her tapes.
Go upstairs, like, go your tapes. And then your tapes, come back down, different
she
person. Down,
she had a different face.
Right, yeah. I'm going to say real.
Not even the same person. And Deirdre and Ken didn't bat an eyelid.
Yeah.
So that's clearly not the same person.
It's not your child.
It's not Tracy. Where's
How dramatically
Tracy?
Different would you look if you had your eyebrows threaded, Scott Mills?
Shut up.
I don't know what that
would
means.
Would you look like a different person?
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say... No real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stormed it.
Grimmy so, smashed it. 40. Full
40
house.
40 Scott Mills.
I got 20.
To your 20.
Oof, yeah, he wins.
Poor show. Right, so tomorrow, more soap bombing. So it's the Emmerdale one tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Kane Dingle's in.
Yeah, I love Kane Dingle.
Why?
I think he might be my new best friend.
Oh,
we
really?
Really bonded on set, you know.
Did you?
Being fellow thespians
on set,
and
yeah,
such. Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we were running
yeah.
our lines and we really hit it off.
Right, okay. Yeah. So, and tomorrow morning... from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. Thank
yeah.
you. Those were all the lols from Wednesday's show. Listen tomorrow if you can between 1 and 4. That's when we're on Radio 1. And at 1:45, you'll be able to listen to and watch the Vamps playing Innuendo Bingo. Scott.